everybody. This is Ron Amatron, and tonight is Friday. It's Friday the 13th, huh? So this is our paranormal night. That would be good. And, there's that alien movie. Cytina typed it in. Prometheus or something? Anyway, I think it's coming out in middle of June, I think. I saw just a little picture of it at a movie theater with the scenes, you know, what's upcoming events or something. So, are anybody out there have any questions tonight? You can call in. So, do so. And this is our paranormal night, so we'll just see if we have any paranormal activity out there. So, Carrie, are you out there?
Yes, I'm out here. Hi, Ron, and welcome, everybody. Friday the 13th, indeed. Prometheus, I see now. My fast chat wasn't up. A Ridley Scott movie. His movies are usually really good, really well done, but, boy, I bet that will be scary. So, let's see, we're on Station 2 tonight, and if you'd like to call in, which would be great, toll-free for the U.S. and Canada is 888-429-5471, and then hop down to line 3, area code 530-513-6472. And then after the show tonight is the Friday night Q&A, and I'll give that number out now and then a little bit later in the show. So that's the new 599 number, area code 559-351-1301. 559-351-1301. And the PIN for tonight is 580516, and then the pound sign, 580516. Let's see. Not seeing any questions on the fast chat yet. I will refresh this. Oh, and then the Q&A email for your questions tonight is clsquestions, plural, Creation Lightship, clsquestions at yahoo.com, and just pop in the subject line that you you'll be listening so I know to read them. But it's for Friday night's Q&A.
I might have a different number. Maybe I made a mistake there, Carrie, when I sent it.
Oh, okay.
I think it's 506399.
For the PIN?
Yeah.
506399. 6399. Okay, so scrub the 58, blah, blah, blah. Okay, 506399, and then the pound sign. Okay, great. All righty.
So all of our conference call numbers should be identical with the 1301 at the end of them. And that allows people to call internationally into the calls. So, anything on the fast chat, Carrie, that we can look at?
Yeah. Liz is asking about crystal skulls, and she's asking what the clearing is for. What's that about on your website, Ron, the crystal skull clearing? Why do we need that?
Well, it just we found out that the crystal skull energies connect to people, so you don't want anything connected to you. So this is one way to get it off, to help keep them off. Maybe I think it's a free clearing, isn't it, or not?
Was
free or not? I don't remember, but I'll do a sample. So here we go. There's a sample, and we'll just see if it's some crystal skull is connecting with you. Here we go. Taking away the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, somebody's hooked up. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, there we go.
So, Ron, it's not free, but it's really inexpensive. It's called Crystal Skull Energy Cording Clearing, and it's just $25.
Okay.
So, yeah, so that's how it's listed. If you just type in Crystal Skull into any of the search places on the website, it'll come popping up for you. Okay, let's have a look here. So I'm just refreshing the fast chat. Ron's on a cell phone tonight, so if the sound goes a little bit funny, that's why. But we'll just all hang in with that.
Looks like Larry's asking for the phone number. So the phone number for the Q&A is 559-546-1301. 559-546-1301. And then the PIN number is 50-50-63-99. 50-63-99. And the pound sign.
Okay, and I think I gave out the middle three digits on the main number incorrectly because I wrote it down on my piece of paper differently. Okay, so sorry, everybody. Bit of number confusion tonight. Okay. Tina is saying that this Prometheus movie is the prequel that is the setup 30 years prior to the Alien movie that we all got terrified by in with Sigourney Weaver. When was that out? Late 80s, early 90s? I can't remember. Okay, so this takes place 30 years before that. Okay, well, boy, I got so creeped out by that movie. I saw that in the movie theater and sat there regretting it the entire time. That was such a scary film. Oh, boy. Okay, so, Larry, maybe you can type in the real numbers. Thanks, Kathy, for typing in the PIN there. So maybe one of you could type in the main number because I'm pretty sure I gave out that incorrectly. So, Ron, I know what you had said that disgusting thing that was coming out of Sigourney Weaver's stomach. No, not Sigourney Weaver's stomach. That guy who, I can't remember the character's name. You said that was something that you have seen. I don't know if you've seen it physically or energetically, but that's an actual real live dark side alien life form.
Yeah, some actually have more hands.
Oh.
No, that can grab you out. Uh-huh, I have seen those.
Yuck.
Well, yeah. And, there are a lot of weird stuff out there.
Yes, there is.
And I'm sure that all their mothers love them.
Well, we'll leave that.
If you guys get on if you're planning to do, like, the cording clearing and the clone clearing, since we just put the corny one up, I'm including the Tuesday call. That would be normally, or it's included on our weekly or monthly special, which is $200. So if you wanted to get on that, and you were to get on all the calls at once, it would cost, for a month, $160, and it's $200 for the one. One time and get all the calls. So that one. So anyway, that one's added onto it. Also, your spouse or somebody living with you is half price. So that I'll fill that out. Your children, as long as they know about the cloning, that would be free to them and under 18 and living in the same house as you. So if that's the case, you may want to get on that. But the clone call, you have to have a consciousness in order to have the clones taken out. You just can't put somebody down to have that done, if they're not fully conscious, knowing that, they are going to be having the clones taken out. So you have to talk to them and tell them that. If they're not interested and they say no, then I really can't help them out with that one. That's the only one that I can do that way. So... back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Richard is saying that his car missed an exit ramp, and he's wondering if that was some kind of abduction. Abduction.
Scenario. Yeah, that's normally what happens, yeah. Let me see here. It feels like on the timeline that you're on, it feels like you maybe missed three off-ramps. Did you miss three of them? I'm curious.
Wow.
So, you know, I think they're probably pretty close together, but I am seeing a possibility of missing not only that one, but two additional. We should make three. We'll see what he says when he comes back in again. So, anything going on in your neck of the woods, Carrie? Anything that's paranormal? Is your cat just seeing things?
My cat's the same. Yeah, he always seems to be seeing things. He's curled up in a little ball right now with his hands over his eyes, just listening. So I think he doesn't want to see anything right now. He just had his dinner and he's gone into a little ball shape.
So an alien come out of somebody's stomach, huh?
Yeah, he'd probably run under the bed if he saw that. So I probably would do the same thing, actually. So Liz is just asking a little bit more about the crystal skull energy. She's asking, is it a literal crystal skull?
Oh, yeah. It's quartz crystal. At least I believe it's quartz crystal. It's clear. It looks like glass. So I'm just assuming that it is. All the ones that I've seen are clear. I won't swear that they're quartz or not. I don't know, but all the ones that I have seen are. And there's supposed to be 13 of them. At least a lady in Mount Shasta has one. I mean, she has a 13th one. So there used to be 12, and now she has a 13th. And I don't know how these people find them or how they get given, you know, these things get shown up at the doorstep, but or how they get them or dig them up or whatever. But that's what they are. And a lot of people that have seen it, the expos where they show up, they connect their third eye to the skull's third eye. And it looks like most of the skulls are maybe about, maybe a third smaller than a regular human skull. So maybe somebody's, you know, maybe like a person that might be, I don't know, I'm guessing 5 years of age or something is about how the skulls look. So they're about one-third less than a regular human head. But I do see people, you know, putting their head against the third eye, you know, information or something. And that's what they're doing. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Tom is saying that from the clearing that you just did, Ron, the sample crystal skull clearing, that the energy was heavy for him, and Tina says it seems that I'm like I'm hooked up. I know I had a little yawn when you did that, so maybe we all need to hop on that clearing and do the full one.
I'll do one more. In fact, we'll do what there is 13. We'll do one for each one.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
And different names to them. Here we go. Number one, crystal skull. So I'll count to five to release it. One, two, three, four, and five. Number two, crystal skull. One, two, three, four, and five. That makes my eyes kind of squint. Number three. One, two, three, four, and five. Number four. One, two, three, four, and five. Number five. One, two, three, four, and five. And number six, one, two, three, four, and five. Number seven, one, two, three, four, and five. Number eight, one, two, three, four, and five. Number nine, one, two, three, four, and five. Number ten, one, two, three, four, and five. I'm yawning again. That was ten, I believe. So number 11, one, two, three, 4 and 5, and 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and 13, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, so just see how you're feeling. Maybe one of those had more of an impact on you than another one. I don't know. Back to you, Carrie. Maybe we can get some callers tonight. Maybe they could
match
how each one felt or something.
I felt five of those. I just jotted it down. Number one, I felt something on the top of my head. Number three, I yawned. Number five, I felt in the bridge of my nose. I can still feel that feeling. Number nine, I had a rising feeling in my throat. Number 11, I was feeling like I had a lump in my throat. And then on number 13, I felt it's still going on, like a funny feeling, like a tingly type of a feeling on one of my molars on the lower left side of my mouth.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's possible that even though these are a skull when you look at it, it's possible that an alien being or a group of aliens, when the skull is being used by the practitioners, it's very possible that those beings or that consciousness of maybe a race of aliens come into that skull. So it may have a really complicated program network attached to it. So, you know, normally people would think that it's just probably one alien skull that they're looking at, but it could be maybe thousands of aliens and, you know, maybe their race attached to it. And since it's down here in the physical, it makes it pretty darn powerful because it is physical down here, and they can hop into that. So, and they know that it's from aliens, typically, that have been planted here, we'll say, and they supposedly say they you know, would come up at a certain time in our evolution here, and now they're all showing up. So, don't know what else to say. All I know is that it affects people. Typically, if it has affected you, then that would have to be negative, only because it shouldn't connect to you anyway. Remember, the light does not connect to you at all because you already have it with you. It will never do anything to bring in more light to you or anything else because you already have it. So anything that is outside of yourself, like we always say, would be negative. And if you feel something, then that's a negative energy. It's much like the dark side practitioner, you know, that would be working with you or somebody doing the curses, hexes, spells. So that's the way that stuff kind of works. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. It's also interesting. I mean, I don't know if this would apply to what I felt in my throat because that's not really part of my skull, although it's certainly right close by. But top of my head and my nose and my tooth, I mean, that's all stuff in my skull, in my head. So it's all, I'm not feeling anything down in my left leg or foot or arm. I feel stuff in my hand a lot on the left side, but everything is confined to my neck up in what you just did. So they probably connect to us primarily in our head, it seems, at least from what I'm experiencing. With them being skulls, that kind of makes sense, I would think.
Yeah.
Corey is saying, saw alien shapeshifters. So I think that was written when you were doing that clearing. Aliens in the skulls projected into my head, saw alien shapeshifters. Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. All right. Oh, this goes further back. Corey's saying, the crystal skull energy is giving me a headache. Aliens in the skull projected into my head, saw alien shapeshifters. Okay, well, that, yeah. Okay. Well, hopefully some of that's released. So I've done that clearing, but it's been quite a while. I think I did it when this whole topic first came up, Ron, and that.
Yeah, quite a while. I don't know, what, maybe a year probably, I guess?
Yeah, I don't remember how long it's been up, but obviously I need to do that one again. I guess they just reconnect. I don't know. Now, what was I just going to read out? Oh, yeah. Here we are on Friday the 13th, and there were 13 skulls, and Will is saying, I wonder if the skulls affect people on Friday the 13th. So maybe the number of them and the date has some bearing on why we're all feeling this. I don't know.
Well, okay, everybody knows how you feel right now, correct? I'll raise your hand. We'll look at them. Yep, you're all raising your hands. You may have felt that. You put your hands down now. Now we're going to move you into a timeline, and we'll go into yesterday. So we're going to take the timeline that you're on right now, this program timeline, and we'll just put it into yesterday for about 5 minutes, and we'll bring it back here again. And you can see if the crystal skull energy became triggered by the 13th. We'll see. So here we go, changing timelines. One, two, three, four, and five. There, now we're back yesterday at this time. And you may have felt the room kind of shift and change. And you may even have thoughts that you had yesterday. Just remember, you're living in yesterday versus today. Well, this is very interesting. We got a beep, I think.
Yeah, hi. Is somebody on the line?
Yes, hello. This is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, I've been doing several clearings, trying to get rid of some pain in my right side.
Oh, yes, I was going to read that out. Glad you called.
Yeah, okay. So I was wondering, I've been trying the alien, trying to get rid of the aliens and the critters in there, and I'm doing the pain clearing. I'm just not seeing any relief. So I was wondering if there's an object possibly lodged in there.
Okay, whereabouts is it on your left side?
It's my right side, and it's around my sacrum waist area, hip.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see here. Ready? If anybody else,
yep.
Here we go. Here. And there we go. There. How's that feel? Any changes?
That's somewhat better, yes.
Okay.
A little bit,
That was an implant here. We have another one coming out here. Yep, this is another one here. The way I can tell is that you have to work on like a combination lock, we'll say, okay? Turning different numbers back
okay.
and forth, in and out, and I do it automatically here. And there we go, got it, and there, that one's out. How's that feel?
It's a little bit less, yes.
Okay, are we like a third better or something like that?
Maybe a quarter better.
Well, okay. And look, oh, okay, here we go. There's actually an object here. Here we go, coming out. There, that one's gone. How's that feel?
That feels better.
Okay, that one was like a curved, like a fishhook kind of. And coming in from the front of you. Let me look again here. And go up your leg here. Here we go. And this one's going to be pulled out here. Here we go. More complicated here. There, coming out. One. There we go. Okay. There, that one's gone. How's that feel?
That is better, I think, yes.
Okay. So, yeah, that's probably something of the past that is brought up in this lifetime.
Okay.
I don't get anything that
way
by anybody. So it's just probably, you know, related to your DNA.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
You know, to do this lifetime stuff that it is trying to go fishing, you know.
Right.
Okay, there we go.
So if I... Thank you, Ron. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm getting one more out, too, there. There. Okay, we'll just see if that does.
All righty, thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. We'll see if anybody else has less pain maybe in their hip joints or something there. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
All right. So, Ron, for something like that, Jennifer obviously knew what was going on there because she asked if there were some objects in her right side. So if a person has that kind of suspicion, intuition, sense that that's going on, what clearing could we use for that? I'm just wondering, you know, if a person is sitting up at 3 in the morning with a pain in their side, and let's say Jennifer was sitting up at 3 in the morning and thought, you know what, there is something in my side, I need to go on the website and do something, would that be a situation that we could type into the special clearing, or is there a more specific one?
The special one will work. I don't know if I have an object one or not. I think I might. A lot of those are whole lifetime, only because they get activated through time. But that's the hard thing, you know, that you have to remember, everybody, is that what happens may not be just from right now. It could have been activated also when you're younger, and they have, like, date stamps on them. And when that date comes around, all of a sudden things happen. That's the most unfortunate thing. If it was just strictly a regular pain, you know, the pain clearing, you probably get rid of it, or, you know, something really quick. But a lot of times it goes much deeper than that. And that's the sad part about what the aliens are doing to us, is all this stuff here. It's possible that maybe what we just got through doing was going back yesterday on a timeline, maybe you could possibly go back before the pain existed, and I'm just talking out loud here, and maybe go back into one of those timelines where the pain does not exist, and or just do some timeline crashes on it, see if that gets rid of it. Because it is coming in some way. So either it's like an implant or something that was triggered in your DNA, which doesn't necessarily work on a timeline. It just works inside of you on your body time, where a timeline is alien-connected. So it gets to be, you know, like I said, kind of complicated. And a lot of times going after the pain may not be that effective, because it goes much deeper than that. So that's, I know we have a radio program about healing or something, why it's so difficult to heal. And that was with, a dog bite or something. Went through maybe, I think, 20 different types of scenarios there to finally get some relief, I believe. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, yeah, and if you haven't heard that, that's a really interesting show that Ron has in a drop-down box on the website at the top there, creationlightshift.com. Sample, trying to think what that drop-down box is called. It's not the ones over on the left.
It's one on the right. Yeah, it's the one that has... I think this is radio shows on it.
Oh, here we are. Click here for more audio samples. It's under that. It's in the green bar. Why physical healings are complicated. And yeah, very interesting show from quite a long time ago. So couple more questions about the crystal skull energy while we're on that, Ron, tonight. Larry and Janice both have a question. Larry is wondering, his question is, what monsters work through the skull? And Janice is wondering, could we be connected to the skulls in another lifetime?
Possible. Although, I don't think that they were with us then, okay?
Oh.
So, yeah. I was working with one lady, which was very interesting. She wanted to know when she came here. So I think, when I looked, I believe it was like she initially came in at 50, let me see here. I think it was 53,000 years, okay? And then I saw that she left also at 55, so there's a 2,000-year hypothetical time between two different long incarnations. So she was way past the 100,000-year. So she came in 100,000, or so years ago, and then left at 55,000. This would be D.C. And then she came back again. And that was quite interesting, because I don't think I've had, what I can recall, anybody doing that. where I've seen them come and go. So she must be on a special mission here. So maybe she came in at the ascension points, because it was around 2,000 years, but I can't guarantee the exact, you know, time of when that happened. But, you know, there was a 2,000-year lag in between. So that's also interesting.
Wow.
But I don't know, you know, if that would actually be, you know, the exact timing, but, you know, it's possible. I don't know. So, you know, then we do the sensory clearing for people. I just go back from now to when you, you know, got on board here. I don't normally look past that because we're only dealing with this long stay of incarnations to clean out the, you know, emotional densities. So, just throwing that out for you people. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and Larry was just wondering what is working through the skull.
All I can figure, maybe it's the alien races that brought them here. Why? I think they all look pretty similar. Whenever I see them, I kind of like get the EBGBs, you know, so I don't like to look at them too much. And then people make little smaller skulls out of them, maybe 2 inches high, and they sell them on their, you know, tables to people. So I just don't know what to say, you know, who is connected with it, or if it's just one alien race or a whole bunch of them. You know, I don't know. You know, it's, and I really don't want to look at them. I got enough on my plate already.
Yeah.
Right now I'm working with timelines, and I'm working with the energy of the Black Widow that's poisoning our air here that we're breathing. So that's what I'm working with now and putting in, you know, the implants into people. So that's kind of what I'm working on.
Okay. Full plate, as usual. So, Shannon, a little bit ago, since it's Friday the 13th, we'll go back to this question. She's just wondering how the energy of Friday the 13th affects us. Why is that such a big deal? You know, everyone's always talking about 13 as an unlucky number, and Friday the 13th is an unlucky day.
I don't know what that would be. You know, I don't,
yeah.
Never really related to me at all.
Okay.
Maybe there's some superstition on it or something.
Yeah, it's definitely there in you know, the mass mind consciousness, that belief or that suspicion or whatever superstition, I mean, that Friday the 13th is a bad day.
Yeah, it's possible maybe, it happened to be Friday the 13th, and maybe it was a full moon, and, you know, people kind of went nuts with the full moon with the energy of that, and happened to be on a 13th, so they kind of maybe made it into one lump thing. That could be a possibility, too, because people are affected by the moon a lot. In fact, we better get you guys back here, because you're a day off. So here we go, everybody. We'll take you from the 12th to the 13th. Are you all ready?
Ready.
Five, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So naturally see if, when I was doing that, if anything changed for you. See if your body kind of moved or jerked a little bit, or maybe all of a sudden something got moved on your desk or whatever. Maybe eighth of an inch or something, that can happen. So remember, they need to duplicate everything around you. So, Carrie, back to you.
Okay, and Pete is asking if aliens use physical viruses and germs, I guess, to harm us, to hurt us.
Yeah, I would guess so, yeah.
Okay. So, you know, like, if we have a situation somewhere in our body and we know that a germ or a virus is harming us there, would we go on the alien attack page, or how would we clear something like that if we think there's a physical virus or germ rather than the energetic guys? How would we use that?
Boy, I don't have really anything. The body jump start would be a good one to do.
Yeah.
You know, I would do that particular series, or just do the body rejuvenation one by itself. So I have a request here for hip energies again. It'd be waist. And here we go. So we'll work on the left side first here. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, we'll work now on your, we did the left side, I'll do the right side. This is your kind of your waist area and around your hip. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So we'll see how that makes you feel, everybody. Now you're back in sync with this timeline here. So back to you, Terry.
Okay. Oh, what was I going to read next? Oh, yeah. So I think that hip one was for Mew, so hopefully that helped you with your hip pain. Mew was also asking about, can we do a hexes and curses clearing? I don't know if you can do a sample of that, Ron, or I know that's a whole life clearing. I think there's a generational one for the curses and hexes, and there's also a section in the self-empowerment clearing that you can do curses and hexes on the different issues and so forth that come up in that. That is one of the things that's in the drop-down. You can clear curses and hexes. And that actually, while I'm thinking of it, is going to be in the $50 prosperity jumpstart. I think that's what we're going to call it. I'm not sure. I'm clearing that Ron will be putting up on the website soon. That'll have a bunch of clearings in it. So Ron, can you do a sample of the hexes and curses and spells clearing for new, or is that, okay, great.
Yeah. I could do something. I don't know where to really look, so you have to figure out. Let's just look at bad luck, okay?
Okay.
Or, you know, the S word happens, you know. Out of nowhere, you go, uh-oh, you know. S happens. So here we go. So think of one of those times. And hopefully it's pretty current with you, and we'll take the energy off on it, and just see how you're responding to it. Naturally, if it happened a long time ago, it may not be in your more conscious memory, but we'll just see if it's lingering. That's what I want to do, see if it's still lingering on with you, and creating maybe, we'll just say, bad luck. Here we go. So this is a sample of the curses, hexes, spells. And I had to use those three different names because people kind of relate to those maybe a little differently sometimes, but they're all lumped together here. So here we go, everybody. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, there's still a lot of stuff there. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, Oh boy, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So check out that situation. And if it's pretty heavy for you, that means that you're probably connected by something. So that's the sad thing. Maybe you might know who the person is doing that. Normally, you know, when you have a person doing something, that would be, you know, you can enter their name on the Curse of Sex of Spell box. I'm getting up, I believe, an extra box on the Dark Side Practitioner where you can put somebody's name, and you can still do it on the other box where you enter in a condition that you have, but excuse me, backlash here, but somebody wanted to know if we needed a separate box. I'm going to try to get that added. So, rats, there we go. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Mike is just mentioning here that he did 100 timeline crashes for pain in a certain area of his body and that it worked really well for him. So that might be something for you to try new on your left hip. I've done that, and I can't remember what I did it on, some pain somewhere or other, and it did go away. And then Corey is saying, I see a circular pattern overlaid over my third eye and face. You know what that is, Ron?
No, but circular pattern. I know you can probably sometimes be able to look in other timelines and see different things. It all depends how intuitive you are. As they kind of bleed together, maybe you're getting some of that information, or maybe they're trying to block you from seeing maybe other timelines. I'll do a sample of what I'm working on now. I'll do a sample of taking away the Black Widow energy that's in the oxygen that we're breathing here. Remember, the oxygen that we breathe goes through everything in our body, and somehow this Black Widow energy and also black magic is tied into that. So I think the Dark Side practitioners are using the life form of the Black Widow that's energetic and very possibly physical out there someplace, because they're definitely physical here, to bring forth some poisoning. And it's kind of like a mist, kind of like a fog-type energy or something. So it is like a mist energy that you're breathing all the time. So I'll do a sample of this here. Here we go. So you may want to take a deep breath a couple of times, inhale, exhale, and just see how your body's doing. And then we'll see if we can take away some of that energetic poisons that very possibly could be physical here that you're breathing. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. To see if you're breathing differently right now. And this clearing that we have on the website now, which deals with the alien oxygen, I'll probably be adding this one to that to get it a little more refined. But just see how you're feeling, and that'll probably be a free clearing here. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Excuse me. Okay, what was I going to read? Where did it go? Oh, yeah. Mike is wondering about the, we're back to skulls again, about the pirate skull and crossbone, that symbol. If that has any connection to the crystal skull energy, or is it just, you know, death?
I'm not sure. I think that by having the skulls, like on T-shirts and things, you are bringing that forward. and what energy is hopping in there, you know, I really don't know if it would be the crystal skull energies or not. I know they had to use something, you know, they could have used a hand, you know, but that probably wouldn't mean much. So the skull looks like it has consciousness, you know, and that's probably why they are using the skull. Whether or not the skull and crossbones will say that you see on pirate stuff is, which would mean typically death. And they even put it, I think, on some of the poisons that you might see, but maybe it may not be the skull on it. I'm not sure. I haven't seen that for quite a while, but I do know that the energy of that, just by having it and wearing it, can bring that energy to you. So that's why I wouldn't recommend getting a T-shirt with a skull on it, with, you know, skull and crossbones or something, because that could definitely mean death to the aliens, and you're probably drawing that energy to you. So, it's kind of a rough call there to put everything into one basket, but it's very possible it could be the way they can connect to you without having a crystal skull. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I think we had a beep, Ron. Is somebody on the line?
Yes, hi, Ron. Hi, Carrie. How are you?
Hi, Larry. I'm fine. How are you doing?
Great. Yeah, Ron, I'm wondering if you could help me with, it seems like I have an octopus in the brain with a tentacle in the brain area that makes me feel regret. And can I get a clearing for that?
Okay, so one of them hooked up to your consciousness, huh?
And yes, that's true.
Here we go. That's doing extricate. I can't even pronounce the word. Extricate.
Extricate.
Okay, Larry. Here we go. So,
okay.
First tentacle out, second out, third out, fourth out, fifth out. Oh, this one has 10 tentacles. Fourth, fifth, sixth, seven, eight, nine. And 10. Okay. So this would be what kind of deca, isn't it? So this is a decapus.
Yeah.
Get the body out, Larry. I wonder why I didn't leave.
Okay.
Didn't get enough tentacles.
Oh, well.
Just hanging on. Yeah. Here we go. Get the body out now. Coming out. There we go. There, that one just got released. So we'll just see if anybody else felt some relief there. Maybe you only had the eight tentacle ones, but Larry's special. He had two extra ones.
Aren't you lucky,
all
Larry?
Right,
you're lucky, Larry.
Yeah, lucky me. Okay, that must be special.
Hopefully you're
Thank
feeling
you very
better.
Much, Ron. Okay, yeah, I think I will be now.
Okay, I'll just spirit.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, here we go. Okay. So stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. There we go, everybody. So we got our Saturday call tomorrow. That's our 4-hour call. And then we got our 8-hour call on Sunday. So back to you, Carrie. Thank you, Larry.
Okay, yeah, Lorna was reminding us of the calls coming up. So if you haven't signed up for those, hop on the website. And that's tomorrow, Saturday the 14th. That one starts at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, runs for 4 hours. And then the 8 hours start the next day, Sunday the 15th, and then again on the 22nd and the 29th. And it's $200. For an adult, and then for your spouse or other adult who you live with, it's just $100. And if you have kids under 18 living at home, just let Ron know, and they will be taken up to the lightship and healed for a month for free. So let's have a look. Oh, my goodness, look at the time. So the Q&A... Larry, if you want to, or Kathy, or anyone else listening, you want to type those numbers in for me, that would be great for the Q&A. It's 559-546-1301. 559-546-1301, and then the PIN is 506399, and then the pound sign. And you can email your questions over to clsquestions, plural, clsquestions at yahoo.com, and we'll whiz through as many of those as we can from 8 o'clock until about 9 o'clock. So let's have a look, see if we have any new questions. We have a few minutes left on the show tonight. Somebody's asking, is the Prosperity Package up on the website? It's not yet, is it, Ron? I don't think that one's gone up yet, but it will be soon.
Yeah, it's supposed to be being worked on probably this weekend, I think, so.
Okay.
We shall find out, yeah. And okay. I will say on the 20 hours of healing, yeah, you are on the light ship for that time on the days that we go up, and then the days that we're I'm not on with you, then you're on quarantine, and then that's where they take out the critters, which is what we do on the calls anyway. But so you're always up there having healing work done, but you're doing quarantine work during the week. So back to you, Carrie. And that's where you can actually feel some changes happening without you even realizing what's going on, because the quarantine is where they're getting rid of the alien parasitic life forms that live inside of you. And there is two calls that we have, two programs on that little drop-down box of radio shows. You can go up there and listen to two of the older shows, probably a good couple of years ago or so, where we did these life forms. So it's quite interesting. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and somebody was asking what is in the new package, and I'm trying to find my email that I sent you with how we divided it up, and I'm not finding it quickly enough to speak about it, but I'm going to just say from memory, I think there are two of them. There's a $50 one and a $100 one, and the $50 one I know has the psychic billboard, the self-empowerment clearing. I think it has the whole life poverty, and then there's one other. And then the $100 one has those four and an additional three. Oh, the prosperity clearing, I think, is in the $50 one. And it'll be available, I think it's going to be for 2 months, right, Ron, once it's up?
About that, yeah. In the I know in the second part we had one for victims. You know, a victim clearing.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Yes. And I think that's a whole life clearing.
Yep.
Yeah. So, okay. So, let me just go
getting
on.
Getting close to time here, so.
Yeah. So, thanks for typing in the numbers, guys. I see that's several of you typed that in. I'm just looking for questions real quick. I'm not sure if we've got time for another one. Yeah, nothing's jumping out. Oh, please explain the third eye. What is it? Sharon's asking. Shannon, sorry. What is the third eye?
Well, people talk about it as being your intuition. I don't see it as that big of a deal with people. That'd be your, I believe, your pineal gland. I know if you get it activated somehow, maybe through drugs and things like this, people can actually see visions, see other realities. So for some people, that might be good. I just don't know if it's that good to have it actually activated all the way. Because you may be seeing things or connecting to things that want you to connect with them. That may not be beneficial for you. So that's kind of how I look at that. It doesn't really have anything to do with being, say, quote-unquote, you know, more spiritual or more connected or anything else. It's just a way that you can observe other things around you that are in the unseen. And sometimes that may not be, you know, a good situation. So, Carrie, I guess it's probably about time to end the program. So we have our four-hour call tomorrow. We're doing the Q&A here coming up shortly. And, you know, do send your questions in to clsquestions, plural, at yahoo.com. So hopefully we'll see you on the call, and it's about an hour-long call, so type in your questions. And we also do some different sample healings, too, on this call if you want to request something like that, and or just ask questions about different healings and things like that. So, Carrie, thank you. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And I guess happy Friday the 13th. You people may want to do a timeline crash before we get off here, you know, if you have it available for you. I was hearing the radio today, and they're talking about extreme weather conditions coming our way. And I'm in California, and they're talking about like a weather alert wake-up call here. Maybe Wednesday, Thursday, where there'll be a lot of rain coming, supposedly, and snow. So, you know, if it's coming from maybe Alaska going across the states, then it could be for everybody. Naturally, you know, the West Coast will get it first, so then you may get it second wherever you are. So you may want to do some timeline crashes on that to see if it might possibly help, or maybe even gray sky clearing. But the gray sky might be great also, you know, do that. And it might ease some of the, you know, this problem that we could be having. Although it may not be a problem, just that we don't have any rain here, and, you know, some rain might be, you know, great, but a whole lot may be kind of dangerous, especially for flooding and stuff, and mountainsides, you know, coming down. So, anyway, I'll say blessings to all of you, and we'll see you later, everybody. See you on the Q&A. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, Ron. Good night, everyone.